Welcome to Classical Companion. I'm Diane Jones, and over the next weeks and months, I'll be chatting with artists and musicians throughout the region about the music that they turn to in challenging times. I'm so pleased today I'll be speaking with Cornelia Orth from the Cayuga Chamber Orchestra, and I have to give credit where credit is due. The whole idea for these conversations has come from Cornelia and Susan Spafford with the Cayuga Chamber Orchestra. They broached this idea to me, and it has just gone like wildfire. Cornelia, thank you so much for chatting with us. I'm so glad that you came up with this idea, and you get to be my very first guest. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and for doing this.
First of all, I want to do a quick check-in and see how you're doing and how the musicians of Cayuga Chamber are doing.
Well, we had to cancel our concert of this Saturday for obvious reasons. I'm in touch with some of our musicians. It's all around the same thing. Concerts get canceled left and right. The ones who live in the bigger cities are more or less locked up. I live out in a very rural area of Tennessee, so I'm fortunate that I still can go hike and be outside. We will see what's going to happen here, but we are trying to stay optimistic, and we have music to get us through all of this.
Absolutely. And you sent me the list of music that you wanted to share. It is such a varied list of music, such a wide variety.
I always say that if you love music, it doesn't matter which style it is that you listen to, as long as it's well done. And when I worked on this list, I realized that that's actually true for me personally. I like so many different styles of music, and that's going to be reflected in my list today.
I think I know why you chose this first piece, but tell us about the first piece we'll hear.
Well, as everybody probably knows from my accent, I'm not exactly born and raised in Ithaca, but I am from Switzerland. And I think this whole crisis forces us to go back to more essential things. We're forced to actually calm down and to evaluate what is important and dear to us. And one of the things that is really, really dear to me is the outdoors, and especially the mountains. When I'm in Switzerland, to find peace of mind, people say about Swiss people, we have to climb to the top of the mountain. And I'm doing that here in Tennessee, or wherever I go. So the mountains are essential for me. And sometimes in Switzerland, you can climb a mountain and be on top of the mountain and there's no sounds. It's totally calm and you have a gorgeous view. And then all of a sudden from far away, you hear an Alphorn tune. And the Alphorn is a very special instrument, and it gives me the chills just talking about it because it has something so calming and comforting. So I would like to share a piece by a Swiss duo, an Alphorn duo. They're called the duo Rauschhorn. So here is some Alphorn music from Switzerland.
That was so wonderful. Alphorn music from Switzerland. Cornelia, I know exactly why you chose that. It was so great.
Well, now let's switch styles.
All right.
Again, I said we're going to things, or I am, that are not bombastic and loud and nervous, but I'm going to things that are in themselves so beautiful that they don't need bombastic things. So my next example will be Yo-Yo Ma's interpretation of the Bach cello suite, the prelude. It has always been one of my favorites. And listening to this piece and watching this official video clip that Yo-Yo Ma made gives me hope that humanity will actually learn from this crisis. And maybe we're going to move closer together and start helping each other more. So I'm trying to look at this from a more positive side, that maybe it is a wake-up call, and as brutal as it is right now, we might come out on the other side as a better group, a better race. So Yo-Yo Ma says the following before he does this video clip: culture, the way we express ourselves and understand each other, can bind us together as one world. And that's what I strongly believe music can do. So here is Bach's cello suite, the prelude, with Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma said that he first learned the prelude from the cello suite number one when he was 4 years old. And it's just been an amazing part of his life, literally his entire life. What is it, do you think, makes that piece in particular touch so many of us? Because it really is a piece that everyone seems to go, ah, as soon as they hear it.
I think it's perfect. I think there is not one note or one bar or one something that could be different. I think it's so perfect that it's just touching us in a way without any questions. It's hard to describe.
It really is. And just so folks know, we are going to have links to these as well so that you can re-experience this music that is so near and dear to Cornelia. Now, talk about some surprises. Your next couple of pieces also kind of surprised me. What do we have coming up now?
Yeah. Now we're going back to two things that I've mentioned before, or more than two things. One is, I think we are going back to more essential things, to easier things. It doesn't have to always be we're flying to the Bahamas for a vacation, but maybe we just go out to our yard. It might be we're walking around through nature and we all of a sudden hear the song of a bird, or we see the leaves grow on a tree, or the grass starting to turn green, which are things that I personally, because I'm so busy, might miss. I might just run by it and not even see it. So we're going to smaller, beautiful things. So that's point one. The other point is, I am from Switzerland, and dear friends of mine are the Krüger brothers. The Krüger brothers are European-trained musicians, but they live in North Carolina. I don't want to call their music bluegrass, but it's a fusion of several different styles. It's amazing music. I've worked with them. They have a lot of orchestra shows as well. Spectacular musicians. And they have a piece that is called beautiful nothing. And it's like nothing happens and time stands still, but it is so beautiful. So here is the Krieger Brothers' Beautiful Nothing.
Beautiful Nothing with the Krieger Brothers. That is so much fun and so absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much for that.
It is. You know how I keep talking about how music can bring us together no matter who we are, and how music can be a healing force during difficult times. In Italy, where things are really difficult and rough right now, people are using music to help them feel more connected. For example, the principal viola player from La Scala in Milano gave a concert from his balcony for his neighbors, and that's just one example. In addition, several cities have agreed multiple times on times where they all go out to their balconies or to their windows, they pick a song, and then they sing together. And one of these songs that I really liked is by Antonello Venditti, and it's called Grazie Roma, Thank You Rome. Here a little bit of the text, the translation. Tell me what makes us feel friends, even if we don't know each other. Tell me what makes us feel united, even if we are far away. Tell me what it is that beats strongly at the bottom of the heart, that takes our breath away and speaks to us of love. Thank you, Rome, that makes us cry and embrace each other. Thank you, Rome, for making us live and feel like a new person again. I know this is a love song to Rome, but maybe we could sing a love song like that to our favorite town or hometown or favorite place. For me in this particular moment, it's very hard because my family and friends are in Switzerland and in Rome. And a song like this can help us, I think, feel more connected. It's an Italian Grazie Roma by Antonello Venditti.
Anche se non ci conosciamo, dimmi cos'è che ci fa sentire uniti anche se siamo lontani, dimmi cos'è, cos'è che batte forte, forte, forte in fondo al cuore e che ci toglie il respiro e che ci parla d'amore.
Grazie Roma by Antonello Venditti. It's always so inspiring to see these videos coming out where you don't see anyone, but you hear all of these voices in community, even with all the isolation that is being enforced. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Then now we go a little more to what you would probably expect from the conductor of a symphony and a chamber orchestra. We're going to Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Actually, a piece that we just performed a month ago with the Cayuga Chamber Orchestra. Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 was premiered at one of his most successful concerts, and it benefited soldiers that were wounded in the Battle of Hanau just a few months before the world premiere. The enjoyment of the event was hardly a surprise, given what most members of the Viennese audience had been through during the preceding decades. Napoleon's occupation of Vienna, several battles, and then finally a peace after Bonaparte left and the Congress of Vienna was like reapportioned some parts of Europe after France's defeat. And after so much conflict and misery, impending victory could be honored and celebrated through this music. At the world premiere, and then later at about 10 more concerts, the second movement had to be repeated at the concert because the applause would not stop. So this is another example of a most beautiful melody that does not need a lot of bombastic sound, but is just gorgeous in itself. Here is Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, the second movement.
Well, I can hear why you chose that as opposed to something like the Ode to Joy from the Ninth. That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And then there's the fourth movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. It's a dance, a celebration of life, a firework of joy. So for me, this is a reminder that this crisis will eventually be over and life in a better, more connected and hopefully more loving way will be back. Let's listen to the celebration of joy, Beethoven Symphony No. 7, Movement 4.
Beethoven just runs the gamut of emotions, and that's marvelous, that dance to bring us all together again as a community. Now, we have one more work from you, and this is very special because this is not a commercially available recording.
So this is very special on different levels. It is Arvo Pärt's Tabula Rasa. It's a very special piece. The composer, before writing it, went into a long retreat of silence. And then he came out and he wrote this piece called Tabula Rasa. It's very special to me also because CCO performed it in the fall. It is for string orchestra, a prepared piano, and two violin players. And Tina Bui, our concertmaster, was one of the violin soloists, and Irina Mureșanu was the other violin soloist. And it was a very special experience when we did it with CCO. So if you have 25 minutes out of your busy day to sit in a beautiful place that you love, I would recommend to just sit there and let this music lead you through a prayer or a meditation. It has something very cleansing, but you need to be prepared that nothing is going to happen. Nothing will happen. It's just a calm, meditative prayer that can help us find comfort. I think it's a very special piece. It's very dear to my heart. And with that, I would just like to wish everybody courage and strength to get through this, good health, and keep the music playing, please.
We are all one community, and we want to be sure that we continue to stay connected, and music can certainly do that. Thank you so much, Cornelia. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for sharing this music with us. And thank you for starting off these conversations. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.